Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, this month, I have a new spring cleaning freebie for you. It's called 10 Quick Tips to Organize Your Google Drive, and you can grab it on the free stuff page of my blog using the link under the podcast description or by going straight to classtechtips.com/springcleaning. It includes 10 of my favorite quick tips for keeping your Google Drive organized. If you're not into Google, these tips can be customized for your Dropbox or Office 365 account too. This week's episode is all about brain breaks, and today we'll talk about what a brain break is and how to use them with your students. The purpose of a brain break is more than just a pause in instruction. It can have a big impact with your students. There are lots of online resources to support brain breaks, and it's a topic I've covered in a few different workshops with educators this summer. A brain break is time you have allocated within a lesson to reduce the cognitive load or heavy lifting you're asking students to do. With a brain break, students can place their energy in something new or unrelated to the task at hand. There are lots of reasons for using a brain break. You might use a brain break because you want to refocus a group of students, build community among a group of students, or to reset the energy in a physical or virtual classroom. Today's episode is really about the types of brain breaks you might use with your students, but if you are leading professional learning or coaching your colleagues, you could definitely incorporate these too. Now, an important note, if you're already a member of my Easy EdTech Club, my membership site for educators, you'll find a whole masterclass and set of resources around this topic. You can just log in to your Easy EdTech Club dashboard. If you're not a member yet, get on the wait list now by going to classtechtips.com/club. I welcome new members to the group just a few times a year, so make sure you get on the wait list if you'd like to learn more. Let's dive into some of these brain break strategies and resources. Now, the way you introduce these to your group will vary, of course, depending on the age and level and the subject area of your students that you're teaching. So I want to take a look at some of my go-to, my favorite strategies alongside the websites you might check out for your next brain break. So the first strategy is a quick draw. Ask students to complete a sketch or quick draw related to a prompt. Make sure to introduce this task in a low-stakes way so students know that this is casual and a chance for something a little bit more playful. It's not like you're grading their drawings or something like that. There are many tools with a space to draw built in already. So you might want to choose a tool your students are already familiar with. Like if you use Nearpod all the time, you might just incorporate the Draw It feature. Or if you use Seesaw really frequently, you might decide that Seesaw is the way to go. If your students have access to construction paper, a sketch pad, or a physical space to draw, that's a great non-digital option too. They can always snap a picture and upload it to a digital space or hold it up and share it on a video call. If you incorporate an opportunity to share into this activity, make sure students know that that part is optional. In addition to a quick draw, you might want to do an activity with some engaging prompts. Another option for a brain break is to share a prompt with students that will spark a response. Their response might include an illustration, making a list, or jotting down a few ideas. One of my favorite places to go to as a space you might have heard of before, Khan Academy is well known for the tutorial videos posted on their website and YouTube channel. Khan Academy Refresh is a special website where you can find ideas for brain breaks. I'm going to put the link to this resource. I believe it's just refresh.khanacademy.com, but you'll find all of the links to the resources and websites I mentioned in today's episode wherever you're listening to this. So you can click on the show notes button. If you're listening to this on Google Podcasts or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you should see it. Or you could head straight to classtechtips.com/podcast. So with Khan Academy Refresh, they'll give you a bunch of short prompts you might give to students. Although these aren't grade level specific, you can tell here that these ideas are going to be ones that you can use for different groups. So you can really tailor them to different groups. Now, similar to this idea of quick prompts, the next strategy on our list is using story starters. And you might use scholastic story starters for a more imaginative storytelling experience, like a storytelling themed brain break, if you will. This free website lets you or your students spin an imaginary dial, and you'll find a prompt for a story pop-up with different characters and situations. This ready-to-go online tool is great for using with a touchscreen or interactive whiteboard, and you might also share the link with students to take a spin themselves and write down a quick story. In addition to writing a story with a few sentences or paragraph, this might be used in a discussion format for a think, pair, share. Now, this Scholastic Story Starters isn't necessarily just for a brain break, right? You might use this for a do now or a writing prompt, or maybe take a spin on this and do something with your middle school and high schoolers if this tool feels a little bit too elementary and you want to add in an extra layer. So a lot that you can do there. So first up, we thought about quick draws, then engaging prompts, and now story starters. Let's keep it going with a couple more favorites. Next up is trivia questions. I am a big fan of the website Kahoot, and I've seen it used in lots of classrooms. In addition to the quick quiz questions you might use to kick off a new unit of study or end or review a lesson, there are ready-to-go trivia quizzes already on this website. You can find trivia for special events, holidays, or on lots of different topics. A quick search on the platform will help you find a wide range of resources. If you haven't used Kahoot before, this free tool also lets you customize pre-made content. This is a great option if you find something that is only sort of friendly for your group of students and you want to tailor it to their specific needs. Now, next up after trivia questions, and that was a Kahoot connection, is a wonder of the day. If you follow along with me on TikTok or Instagram, you might have seen my quick video featuring this Flipgrid resource and the Flipgrid Discovery Library. In the library, there is a special section for a wonder of the day. These daily activities are great for brain breaks. Each one comes from the online source or the online website, Wonderopolis. They are very customizable, and students can respond to the activity with a quick video, just like they would with any Flipgrid response. In addition to a brain break activity, this resource could totally come in handy as a do now or a weekly routine. So the first ones on the list were really about students jumping into an online space or using an online space or website for inspiration. This next one is a yoga stretch, and you can also head online to find some ideas. So another great option for a brain break is a quick seated yoga stretch. Your students don't need to do anything too fancy here. This might include a breathing exercise or a quick stretch of their arms above their head. There are a few different kid-friendly yoga resources available online. One search term you might want to use if you are looking for a YouTube video or searching Pinterest for some ideas is chair yoga. This type of seated stretch isn't just for kids, but you'll find plenty of kid-friendly resources with an online search for chair yoga for your brain break of yoga stretches. Now we've got two more types of brain breaks to add to our list, and this next one is get moving. So a yoga stretch isn't the only way to get students moving in your classroom, of course. A movement-fueled brain break is a great way to transition between activities or take a moment to pause. A popular resource for this is Go Noodle. Although you can find many kid-friendly songs and dance routines online with a quick YouTube search. Now, Go Noodle gives you access to lots of video resources you can use to accomplish any brain break goals you might have for your class. So this is a great one. Like many tools, there's some free and some paid content, and you'll find that here with Go Noodle, of course. Now, the last one of our strategies for brain breaks, some websites and resources and how you might use them, are quick questions. Although there are a few different resources you can use to find pre-made activities like Kahoot or one like that, you might also decide to create your own brain breaks. You may set up a space where kids can answer a poll question or respond to a this or that style prompt. Poll Everywhere and Mentimeter are two favorite tools that lend themselves well to creating and sharing quick questions with your students. If you've attended a webinar with me this year, you've probably seen me use Mentimeter to share different activities. It has become a go-to tool in my tool belt and one that is very flexible. Now, I mentioned my Easy EdTech Club, my membership site that I started in 2019 at the beginning of the episode. If you're already a member, you'll find some extra brain break resources. There's a whole month, a whole masterclass about it that I did during the month of March. So head over there to see some of the step-by-step guides and videos that I made you. If you're not a member and you want to get on the wait list, just go to classtechtips.com/club or send me a message on Instagram and say, Monica, what's the deal with your Easy EdTech Club? And I'll send you all the info. Now, in this episode, we looked at a handful of ideas for brain breaks, including some favorite websites and how you might use them with your students. A brain break can help bring a group of students together, boost engagement, and give a much needed pause in between heavy lifting activities. If you have a favorite resource for brain breaks, I'd love to hear all about it. Just tag me in your Instagram stories if you're sharing a favorite tip or uploading a screenshot from this episode. Send me a DM on Twitter with your go-to resource or share your favorite on another social media platform. You can tag me on all the platforms at Class Tech Tips. So let's finish up this episode like we always do by making this EdTech easy. First, decide when a brain break might be useful in your classroom. Next, choose a resource from this episode. Then, try it out with your class. And finally, ask for feedback from your students. Figure out what they really enjoyed, what was useful, and ask them what they think. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of all the resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast. A quick reminder, this month I have a new spring cleaning freebie for you. It's called 10 Quick Tips to Organize Your Google Drive, and you can grab it on the free stuff page of my blog using the link under the podcast description or by going straight to classtechtips.com/springcleaning. It includes 10 of my favorite quick tips, ones I really use myself for keeping your Google Drive organized. And if you're not into Google, these tips are ones you can customize for your Dropbox, Office 365 account, you name it. Now, I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, scroll down wherever you're listening and leave a review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you found this episode. Or tell a friend about the podcast. Post a link to this episode with something you learned or something you thought of on your favorite social media. And remember to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Just scroll to the bottom of the page, tap on Write a Review button, and leave a sentence on why you like the podcast. Thank you so much in advance for taking those quick extra steps. It means the world to me.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.